The following hour is brought to you by Midas Resources, your trusted source for precious metals. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
Here on America Tonight. My name's Kate Delaney. If you've never listened to the show, well, welcome. In his nooks and crannies, the buzz pretty much has centered around a couple of things domestically and off our shores. Off our shores, ISIS and what happened to the journalist James Foley. Still a hot topic of conversation because what is our reaction going to be? And we keep having another shoe drop. It's like a daddy long legs. When it comes to the complications surrounding ISIS, what they are doing is barbaric, going into little towns in Iraq, having children watch people being beheaded, beheading babies, making men kneel on the ground and shooting seven of them right in a row. Outrageous. But we've known this is coming for 4 years. A report was put together shows that ISIS was gathering steam, and it was well known in intelligence circles that they were somebody to be feared because they had a lot of momentum, a lot of funding, and a lot of good recruiting. So now we've arrived from when they first seemed like, gee, they're a pretty big threat, to where they are an incredible threat. Many of you have flooded the America Tonight mailbag with thoughts on ISIS, and what do you do? Listen, there is no question when you have people who are slaughtering people in the streets the way they are, you do something to stop them. Because internationally, guess what? You have a little muscle. Muscle that we've already used, by the way, with an elite fighting force. So you continue to use it. And you continue to do the targeted attacks. And don't stop. Just keep pushing, pushing, pushing to eliminate as many as possible. And by the way, we have some breaking news. Separatists in the Ukraine, backed by Russian tanks and armored vehicles, tanks, other tanks and cars and whatnot, battled forces on two fronts. So it looks like this was another one of those breakouts where you were seeing, and I looked at some of the video of this, by the way, so that I could better describe it to you. The fighting happened in just southeast of Donetsk and along the southern coast, about 12 miles from the Russian border. Full-scale invasion is what it's being called. So separatist forces in eastern Ukraine, backed by Russian tanks, on two fronts, moving forward, full-scale invasion. And remember, the Ukraine detained like 10 or so Russian soldiers earlier in the week. So these forces and pro-Russian rebels have seized villages in and around Donetsk. Not good, because why are they there pushing again forward to push for more territory? Moscow is denying allegations by the Kiev that they sent troops over the border. We've heard that story before, haven't we? Absolutely. Absolutely, we've heard that. Meanwhile, a sad story to tell that happened here in the United States. And pretty much this is what a lot of people are talking about. A girl who was 9 years old killed her gun instructor with an Uzi. It was an accident. Charles Vaca, they say, the gun experts are saying, bears some of the blame, most of the blame for the accident, for allowing the young girl to fire a fully loaded submachine gun standing in the wrong place. So it was an accident, obviously. It was an accident. But you have to wonder now what's going through that 9-year-old girl's head, it would be incredibly freaky to have that happen. I mean, terrible for his family, absolutely. But imagine the thoughts that are rattling around for her. And then you question, should she have been using a submachine gun? Should that have happened? And plenty of children go to shooting ranges and learn about guns, learn about gun safety, learn how to use them, all that kind of stuff. But just the whole machine gun thing. So he was a military veteran, and he was definitely an expert, had taught a lot of people. But wouldn't it be better to go with the single-shot firearm kind of gun rather than a machine gun? And what's really terrible, because, of course, we always videotape everything. I'm sure it was the cell phone camera. It was videotaped. They stopped the videotape right before he got hurt. But he was setting her up and showing her how to use it, and then that was, that was it. So they're saying no charges after the gun instructor, was killed because it was an accident, what happened. And it's just unbelievable to watch it. You just feel so badly and think, boy, why a machine gun? Just do the single shot thing. And he was very, very experienced. He was not a newbie. It was just one of those things. And, of course, the gun range isn't saying very much about it, because they don't really know what happened. I mean, they rushed him to the hospital, the whole thing. But this happened in Arizona, by the way. And he was standing right to the left of the Uzi, which, of course, would recoil in that direction if you know anything about the Uzi. So being in that spot was the wrong place for him to be in the first place. But pretty awful. And I'm sure a lot of other ranges and a lot of other places where they teach firearms to younger people, this is a huge wake-up call to them that it's to be careful with what, for goodness sake, with what they're doing. When you look at the video, he just looks comfortable. It looks like, okay, no problem. You know, Here it is. Here's the gun, and here's what you do, and that's it. And there were, when this happened, there were a lot of kids that were on the shooting range between 8 and 17 years old. So no charges filed. That's not a surprise that they wouldn't file any kind of criminal charges. That, if anyone was going to be culpable, what they said, the Mojave County Sheriff's Office, is that, it would be the instructor for pulling a deadly weapon, putting it there into her hands. So they're just handling it as an industrial accident and moving from there. But the conversation has not moved, because there are a lot of people that say, wow, why would you have a child this young anyway learning how to shoot? Others would say, no, why wouldn't you teach them about the safety of firearms? But maybe the machine gun was a really bad choice, and particularly the way he set it up at the outdoor range. All right, hang with us. We're kicking it over to the other side. Of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado, and to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
Welcome back to America Tonight. You know, we've, of course, for a long time been supporting this Stand Up to Cancer. And we have one of the founders on with us now. Pleased to have her. She's in our virtual green room, Pam Williams. It's a very big week for Stand Up to Cancer. Pam, thanks for coming on the show.
Pleasure, Kate. Thanks so much for having me.
You know, in our lives, we can't help ourselves, and I think it's a good thing anyway, where you set goals, and you sit down, and when you start to think about building something, and you think, well, where can we go with this? Did you ever imagine when you first had those meetings where you brainstormed and came up with the idea of Stand Up to Cancer that you would be arriving at this point so soon?
So soon, I get, maybe not so soon, but I think, you know, when we all got together, we dreamed really big, you know, because the problem is really big. Cancer is so complex and, you know, we knew that in order to, you know, attempt to take it down, you had to really dream big. And I must say, we started out saying we want to be a mass movement to rally people, you know, to demand an answer for this problem. And what has just probably, you know, really snowballed for us is how quickly the masses have joined in. And again, Stand Up is about this rallying cry, and I think that people really appreciate that, and everybody wants to do something, and hopefully we're giving them a means to do it. So we dreamt big, and it's a really exciting to be at a big place right now.
So with Stand Up to Cancer too, for people, I think everyone knows this, but maybe they don't. So we'll let them know. I think the really unique thing about Stand Up to Cancer, one of the really unique things anyway, is the fact that you're getting doctors together to share information. Oh my goodness, how key is that to this? How much is this the core of the success?
It is amazing. It is so, you know, when someone is a hat of someone you love has a cancer diagnosis, you so hope all of those doctors and scientists are in a room working together. And when you learn that so much of cancer research is about silos, and not only not do doctors from different institutions not talk, but doctors who are on the seventh floor may not be talking to the scientists on the first floor. And so this idea of how can we progress if we're not talking was really one of the paramount missions of Stand Up, to mandate collaboration in real time with dream teams of scientists, scientists who come together from different disciplines who may not be originally studying cancer research, like computer scientists, and we know that we need them to help the scientists who are in the lab to go through all this complex data. And so we bring together all of these scientists, and I have to say, you know, we dreamt big and we said we're going to get them collaborating right away. We weren't sure that was going to happen, but the scientists became really giddy and excited about collaborating. Fierce competitors became co-leaders of our dream team, and you see the velocity happening before your eyes when people communicate how much quicker everything can be done.
Yeah, boy, no kidding. And you see where the science is going, so that has to be pretty exciting too as well. It's colliding.
It is, yes, it's a phenomenal year, and so many exciting discoveries continue to, you know, happen in the cancer world, and we're really excited about immunology and have about four or five of our dream teams who are working in that field and really, you know, again, completely on the cutting edge of where science is going, and it is so rewarding to see, you know, great progress and success come out of these dream teams.
So tell us about, as I said at the top, it's a very big week for you because you've got the national telecast, and putting that together, that's got to be an awesome task. Does it take a long time to put it together?
It absolutely does. We only have 1 hour of commercial-free television, but we pack every second into it. And so it takes about 6 months to really, you know, put together all of the different pieces, the patient packages, the scientist packages, book all of these great musical acts that we have, and then work, you know, the 50-plus celebrities who are going to be on our stage as well. And so we're coming down to the wire. It's almost 1 week and counting, but I think this will be our fourth show, and I must say I am the most excited about it than I've been of all of them, and I think it's going to be a really spectacular, fun year. We have a lot of, you know, fun surprises.
So when you say you have 50-plus celebrities, that's pretty amazing because, you know, people are pulled in all these different directions.
Mm-hmm.
I heard from somebody that sometimes you'll have celebrities come to you and say they want to be involved. Is that true?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, that's the difficult part about cancer. Everyone is affected. You can't, you know, really run into anybody who hasn't been. And, you know, and it's so personal. And so it's really rewarding for celebrities to come to us and say, how can I come alongside you? How can I use my fan base to raise awareness, to raise funds? What can I do? And that's the general spirit, whether we're reaching out to them or they're coming to us. Everybody's touched. Everybody wants to make a difference in honor of those we've lost, in honor of those who we know, you know, are struggling with it. So it's the good and bad of cancer. Everyone is touched, but that also means everybody wants to do something.
For you personally, from the time when you were creating this, when all of you were sitting around, what's been your greatest joy?
I have to say, working with the scientists. I became a huge science geek. I was never very good at science, I think, in school, but I am so mesmerized by what they're doing. And what brings me the most joy is every year we bring together all of the scientists on the Dream Team, all of the innovative young researchers that we give grants to, and we bring them all to a summit together where all of them are learning from each other, talking to each other, making new collaborations. And it's one thing for me to get really caught up in the hype of Stand Up and go, wow, this is terrific and we're moving masses. But when the scientists tell you about their most recent research in the lab and how patients are having, you know, these amazing responses to an idea they had just 3 years ago in the lab. And because of stand-up, they've been able to accelerate it into patient clinical trials. And they're giddy. I mean, the purpose of stand-up was to get treatments to patients faster. And when I talk with these just leaders in the field and they tell me that's happening, that's everything to me.
And, you know, it's funny, too, when you talk about, I always say this, and certainly, Pam, you know this, that it doesn't matter if you have a lot of money, if you have massive degrees, if you're a scientist, if you're a cancer doctor, if you're somebody who's a teacher, if you're a janitor, if whatever it is that you do and how many people you have in your family, cancer does not discriminate. And I guarantee some of those doctors are touched by that, too.
Absolutely. On our breast cancer dream team, in the middle of their 3 years, one of the co-leaders' wives was diagnosed with breast cancer. And it hits home so hard. And all of these, you know, scientists and doctors, you know, have lost so many. And, you know, their passion goes beyond just, you know, the intellect of the science, but really it's personal for so very many.
So tell everyone tuning in, they can tune in really across the board in a sense, right?
I was going to say, anywhere you tune in on September 5th at 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Central, whether it's any of the networks, we're also on 27 cable channels. So just turn on a TV and you'll see Stand Up to Cancer. And we hope everybody will tune in and everybody will give to make this the best year yet.
All right, Pam Williams, Stand Up to Cancer. We'll be watching and we'll be donating. Thanks for joining us on America Tonight.
Thanks, Kate, so very much.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, as we said there, as I said to Pam anyway, cancer certainly doesn't discriminate. As many of you do know, my mother died less than 2 years ago from colon cancer, and she was a very healthy woman. And it was such a shocking thing that happened. And it was such a quick deal, too. I guess 10 months. And, you know, I've seen this happen to other people as well. That's where I say there is no bounds to where cancer can show up or how it can show up. And there are lots of different cancer organizations. But the thing that I like about Stand Up to Cancer and why I have them on every year is because of exactly what Pam said there. How can it be that you have a scientist, for goodness sake, on one floor of a hospital who is doing whatever he can to research breast cancer, and then you have somebody else working on prostate cancer, and they never share the information that can cross across the cancer boundaries? And before, that's the way it was, because who's pulling on whose funding and who's going for that funding. So that's what I really, really like about this group. And I think there's power in that, and trying to solve the riddle or come up with ways to treat and zap cancer immediately. We can only hope for that, right? For a better way to deal with it. All right, stay with us. More to come on America Tonight.
This is how it works. It feels a little worse than when we drove our hearse right through that screaming crowd.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Great minds think alike. The network for the independent minded. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
It's the heart of summer across America. Thoughts turn to childhood and long days of fun. Everybody would love to feel like a kid again. And HB Extract can be a vital tool in your battle to stay vibrant and young, as it supports healthy blood pressure and circulation while balancing cholesterol. GCN and longtime sponsor HB Extract want to help keep your heart healthy with the 30 bottles, 30 days summer giveaway. Enter to win by visiting GCNlive.com between now and August 29th and click on the contest banner in the top left corner of the page. HB Extract has helped tens of thousands of people worldwide feel good again, and they've done it with HB Extract's exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. Here's to you enjoying many more long, warm, and fun-filled summers, free of pain and sickness. Visit GCNlive.com and enter to win in the 30-bottle, 30-day summer giveaway with HB Extract. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Sign up now at GCNlive.com.
Once again, completely overwhelmed by how much email we get here at America Tonight in a little satellite facility. It is filled to the brim. You know, radio is about theater of the mind, so picture in your mind a tiny cake because so much mail is choking me, and I appreciate that. I love it. I love the passion of this audience, and I'm just going to remind everybody, if you have something to say, if you want to be heard, you're listening to me different times of day, you're downloading episodes of America Tonight, or hours of America Tonight, I suppose. If you're doing that, you can always reach us 24/7, americatonight.net. Click on contact and bada bing, you're in just like that. And let me know what you're thinking, whatever it is, for sure. And so once again, we do have a lot of mail to get to. I'm going to rush to go and check that email. Let's check the mail.
You have mail, mistress.
First up, this one from Barry. And Barry says, Kate, this is the second time I've actually emailed you. You might not remember me. This is Bear from Massachusetts. And I am so furious at all this stuff that is going on with ISIS. I know that you have a beat on it, and you've had a lot of people talking about what's happened there. But this story that we certainly knew about the group, and we knew what they were doing, and I guarantee there's a lot of splinter groups. I get that a group can start off small, and we kind of have our eye on it, and then all of a sudden it gets bigger and bigger and bigger. But there was lots of evidence that this was a group that was a dangerous group because the West Point report, the counterterrorism report, clearly describes, from what I understand, that this was a crisis in the making 4 years ago. And how do you put it on your show, and I love the way you say it, that we're a nation of reactors and we don't take action? This is a prime example. What do you say? Well, absolutely. You took the words right out of my mouth. That's exactly what I say. So we know we have lots of splinter groups. We know there's people that want to do harm to the United States, to Europe, to wherever. But we have good intelligence people. If they're telling us, look out for ISIS, if they're trying to figure out ways to stop ISIS, 4 years is a long time. 4 years is a very long time. So how long has the president been in office? Think about it. And supposedly, at least some news groups are saying this, they're all trying to dig. I went to my source at the Pentagon, like, tight as a drum. But it definitely confirming that, yes, certainly ISIS was on our radar. So if the president was informed of this, if the top war cops, I'm going to call them, knew about this, Secretary of Defense on down, I mean, how come there wasn't more mention of it? How come there wasn't more of a push to flush them out? Because from, again, the pieces that I can gather, that hasn't happened. Okay, yes, they're on the radar. Yes, we were looking at them. And now here we are full force with military advisors weighing how, where, what to do with this group. And we're seeing what they're doing in Iraq. It's insane. So this is nothing new. They've been operating, steadily strengthening for the past 4 years. Okay, got another couple like that. I'm just going to throw right to it. Rick says, Kate, good to get the show. Really love it. I've been listening to it here in Sarasota, and I'm telling all my friends to listen as well. I'm a lifelong Democrat, and I have to say, I did vote for Obama both times, but I am sadly mistaken about the second time around, because what certainly is happening in a situation with this terror threat and seeing what happened to that poor journalist, I am embarrassed, frankly, at how the administration is handling it. And if you see my fellow Democrats, they're kind of slurking in the background. But we need to stand up and say, this just isn't right. Come on. They had to respond to what they knew was happening. How could there not have been some kind of action after the Foley deal? Don't you think? Well, I think the way that whole thing was handled was handled poorly, because it should have been immediately, there should have been some reaction to Foley. And now that you put the report together too, and know that how long we've had this intelligence, it's not good. And let's just pray and hope that it doesn't hit our shores. Cause then it's, you know, an incredible cocktail elixir then, because we haven't had that since 9/11, even though we have had cells here and we have had people that have been stomped out. The threat has been stomped out. All right, here's a completely different subject. I was going to take another one on ISIS, but we're going to talk more about that on America Tonight. By the way, you can throw in your 2 cents, 855-266-5283. Got a couple of these from our California listeners. This one from Robert, who says, Kay, didn't you say you used to live in California? You should thank God that you left California. We are about to get whammied once again. I mean, to live out here, you have to be a movie star. You better come up with a screenplay. Did you know that we pay the second highest gas tax right now, a gallon, and it's going to go up even more? And why is it going up? Because we have to pay for the first climate change law. What is up with that? Our gas is already high on top of it. Yeah, the highest gas tax is for them in L.A., it's 68 cents. So a gallon of gas is like $4 and something. And you think of the job situation, you think of the economy, and, oh, yeah, that's not good. So what happened was, it's the tax that he's talking about is the California Air Resources Board. They have this anti-pollution, it's the anti-pollution agency, if you want to call it that. And they're saying that this new tax is going to raise gasoline prices from 20 cents to $1.30 a gallon, $1.30 a gallon, you know, throwing it on that. And that's not good. So you start to add all that up. That's a lot. I mean, that's a lot. Whatever, regardless of what they're doing, that's incredible. The tax on carbon was already raised about $1 billion, has already raised about $1 billion in revenue. And so now they're adding more to that. And oh my goodness. And they're saying that you want to blame somebody, blame Schwarzenegger, who was a Republican, of course, governor, for passing a bill that required California to reduce carbon emissions to 1990 levels by 2020. So this is part of how they're manipulating this. Yeah, that's a big ouch. It's a big ouch. And, you know, in L.A., or just really in California, yes, there's public transportation, but it's not the easy kind of public transportation like on the East Coast. So it depends on where you live. Not so easy to get around with public transportation. All right, this one from Judy, who says, Kate, I know you have a friend in Los Angeles, and I know that you come to California. You should stay away from California unless you get a raise, because they are blasting us with this new gas tax. People are up in arms. Everybody's talking about it in Cali. It's ridiculous. So we're talking about raising this new gas tax, raising prices by $1 a gallon. For goodness sake, nobody's going to be able to afford to drive. Yeah, Judy, I have a suggestion for the people in California. Virtual. A lot of people should demand that they get to work virtually. Hey, I can't afford this gas tax. Are you kidding me? So, because that's what the, you know, you get on the 101 or you get on some of those other highways. It's impossible. It's insane to try to drive from city to city. So then you throw in the gas tax and how much it's going up a gallon, and yeah, it'll be pretty darn bad. All right, let's move to something else. This one comes to us from Shelley, who says, Kate, I'm a longtime listener. You might recall I've called the show once, but it was a long time ago. I usually am tired, so I don't grab my phone, but I'm going to try to grab it more often. You've really hit on some really interesting topics, especially lately. The guests have been fantastic. I loved it when you had Bobby Kennedy on, although I'm not necessarily a big fan. I thought it was interesting what he was talking about. And I also thought it was pretty interesting to have on the friend of James Foley. Kudos to you. Hearing what he had to say really hurt my heart. Yeah, it was good to talk to Tom, but it was very sad to hear about, in a sense, Foley and what he was trying to do. And in fact, you know, we were talking about ISIS at the top of this, reading the emails, and that was one of the reasons why Foley went to Iraq, because his brother was telling him about the things that were going on. And sure enough, they take his, you know, they end up taking his life. Okay, so then, going on here to say in the email, one last thing, what's your favorite movie? Twisting it all around. What's my favorite movie? You know, somebody asked me that like last week, and I've gone to so many movies, and it just shows you when you don't have one favorite movie. You know, I mean, this is going to be, and you're just going to laugh when you hear this movie. A movie that I really liked was Secretariat. And the reason I liked that movie is because there were people in my family that were in horse racing that I really liked. I had a great Uncle Joe, who was a jockey in West Virginia, and his two sons, trainers. And my one cousin, my second cousin, John, was the trainer for Smarty Jones, who almost won the Triple Crown. And that was pretty cool. And my family liked to watch. They liked to watch the big races, and that was a big family deal. Like, wherever you were, you came back to see the Kentucky Derby. And so I think because of that, and listening to my grandfather talk so much about Secretariat, that movie really touched me. And I don't know. I know it's a biopic and all that, but I thought it was so well done. So I would put that on the top of my list, but I don't think I have a favorite. It would be in my top five. Let's put it that way. Because the other ones, I mean, you're going to just cringe when I say those, too. Like Goodfellas, because I like the way they talk, and I think Joe Pesci is hilarious, and in the movie, he's just so brutal in that movie, and De Niro, all those guys. It's crazy. All right, remember, you can always email us anytime, day or night, 24/7, americatonight.net. Thanks, everyone.
a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
This is big!
By popular demand, the Freeze Dry Guys Giant Factory Authorized Sale has been extended. Now through August, save 30 to 45% on number 10 cans of high-quality Mountain House freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy. Now is the time to stock up on all factory fresh stock of the finest, best-tasting, longest-proven shelf-life foods in the industry at giant savings of 30 to 45%. But hurry, supplies are limited, so this sale is only through the end of August. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguide.com. Hurry! The giant factory authorized Mountain House sale with savings of 30 to 45% is extended through August from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
We've been patiently waiting. Waiting while you tried to ignore us. Waiting while you acted like we didn't exist. Waiting for our chance to be taken seriously. The wait is over. GCN is available 24/7 at GCNlive.com. Navigate through news from your favorite host and download archives of past shows. Download the app on your smartphone or tab or visit GCNlive.com for instant access and live streaming. GCNlive.com, the future of talk radio, now at your fingertips.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hour anyway of America Tonight, one of my favorite segments where we invite Nathan Reeder into the lion's den is called Fruits and Nuts Shredded and Bingo.
Bingo!
Nathan, how are you?
Bingo!
Positive attitude, baby. That gets you far in life.
Woo!
Right?
I'm trying.
So, reality television. Do you watch any reality TV?
Me and my ex-girlfriend used to kind of watch the Top Chef ones.
Uh-huh.
Oh, my goodness. The yelling, the name calling. Oh.
Yeah, nasty, huh? Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. All right, so anyway, check this out. It's not Top Chef, but John Rocker, who was off his rocker when he was a baseball player,
ooh,
is going to be competing alongside his girlfriend, Julie McGee, on Survivor for that $1 million prize. So he was a major league player. He was very well known, and he has kind of kept a low profile since he got out of the game. And, you know, here's another pro athlete. So what is the deal? When you step out of the spotlight, you need to step back into the spotlight, even if it's to do a Survivor deal and to be part of reality TV after you were a Major League Baseball pitcher?
Well, who asked to do it? Does he have an agent that pushed him to do that? Was there
That's what
an organization who would like to see him be represented?
Yeah, I think it's an agent and a girlfriend.
Yeah. Well, I guess the money doesn't hurt either. I'm just going to go with Bingo. Bingo!
Bingo! He can do what he wants, right?
Do what I want!
I'm going to do what I want, girl. Don't tell me I was a pro athlete and I have to behave a certain way. Okay, so speaking of behaving a certain way, there is a thing called the Legends Football League, and it's an intense sports league, they say. And like an XFL with less clothing, with less clothing. Thank you. I'm a professional announcer. The Lingerie Football League makes kind of its name by blurring the lines, as it's been written, between staged gimmicks like WWE gimmicks and scary violence. So the Lingerie League, sexy women playing sports, gets out of control. Well, here's what happened. The Jacksonville Breeze and the Atlanta Steam, it all of a sudden bubbled over into something serious when the two teams got together. They lined up for a post-game handshake, Nathan, after the little lingerie game, after the Eastern Conference Championship game, and they started helmet swinging, coach punching. It was a complete melee with a lot of nasty language. These are women playing football, scantily clad, and now it's like, rare cat fights.
First of all, it took me a while to like, wait, there's all of these things happening at the same time. So it's like an XFL league with women.
Yep.
And they're showing enough skin that it is titillating. And and now they got to do the catfight thing?
Yeah, they're going. Mm-hmm. They were smashing each other's helmets. They were swinging helmets at each other.
Perfect. Well, I think with all those things together, we got another bingo.
Of course you're going to say bingo. And you should see the way they dress. Women, too. I mean, anyone listening to me in the nooks and crannies, we're talking about you would have to be in good shape because you. When I say scantily clad, you are. It's like a bikini top that I've never seen before. I don't know how you play football in it. I mean, it's just craziness.
Xena,
I mean,
the warrior princess.
Yeah, I kind of get it. Okay, so how about this? I want to ask you about this. Have you been roped into, in any sense, the ALS bucket challenge, the ice bucket challenge?
I have a pending. It's pending. Yes.
It's pending.
I plan on doing something about it, but it's not going to include cold water over my head.
All right. So check this out. The ALS Association, about this time last year, they had raised just over $2.6 million, like somewhere in that neighborhood. Do you know, Nathan and the world, that they are approaching $100 million for this campaign for ALS, which is better known as Lou Gehrig's disease? That's incredible.
That's amazing. I mean, I heard about 60 mil just a
couple
days ago.
No, it's close to 100.
But yeah, that's, I mean, it's not surprising.
So was this a smart thing for them to do? Because this is a non-profit I mean, who coming up with this idea? I think PR people are probably salivating because there's lots of charities, but even beyond charities, coming up with an idea that celebrities, regular people are amazed by it. People then give $1 or $5 or $5,000, whatever they have. But the idea is that so many people are giving to ALS. It's incredible. It's astonishing, this windfall. So do you? Here's the thing. Do you think there's going to be a lot of imitators that they're going to try to come up with anything they can to get that similar reaction?
Yeah, I think there's going to be a lot of them, but it's going to have to be something pretty fun to stick. I mean, I feel like this is something that, you know, people are going to review the past few decades, and this is going to be, remember that one thing that happened in 2014?
Yep. Yeah, I do.
It's definitely going to be that. And I feel kind of bad for all of the other diseases that need this much money, too.
Yeah.
Hopefully it can just increase the regular language of thinking about
other people,
things to put money into.
Yeah, so is it another bingo?
Oh, yeah.
Of all the challenges, I saw one today that had happened like last week, and it was all these people in Bangkok that lined up, about 1,000 people, to raise money for ALS, the ice bucket challenge, and they all dumped the ice bucket on their head. It was crazy. It was so cool.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, how much of these companies that are based in, where is ALS based? Do you know?
You mean,
is it American?
Where are they? It's American. It's American, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, how many other diseases are are missing out on the international crowd because they aren't pulling as much fun social media streams?
Yeah, absolutely. All right, here's our last one. And, of course, all those were bingos, and they were all good. But this one is a lot different. A 9-year-old girl accidentally killed an Arizona instructor, a shooting instructor, with an Uzi as he was showing her how to use the gun. Chris Vaca died Monday shortly after being airlifted to University Medical Center in Las Vegas. He was standing next to the girl at the last stop outdoor shooting range in White Hills when she pulled the trigger and the recoil sent the gun over her head. 9 years old she was, or she is, and the instructor was killed.
We were talking about this just a little bit earlier. I was watching the clip, and yes, there's actually a clip. But it finishes right before the gun hits his head. It's
right.
Quite awful. But I mean, this is somewhere between a shred it and a bingo to me, because it's awful. But when you got a youngster who's never shot the thing before. I don't know. I just don't expect that it's going to go very well.
No, I agree with you there. And then, of course, the whole thing is the gun safety thing, and you're not thinking because you're comfortable. He was obviously comfortable. He's showing. Boom. Next thing you know, accidentally, look what happens. Too sad. Sad.
He got his face, like, right in there, you know.
I know. So sad. All right, Nathan, thanks so much, and thanks to you for listening to this hour of America Tonight.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.